Well, now to Colorado, which just marked another milestone in the rollout of legal recreational marijuana, a first of its kind ad campaign aimed at teens who are or may be thinking about using pot. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, John Daly reports from Denver.
The company that won the contract to create Colorado's $2 million marijuana education campaign makes its home in a renovated old auto parts shop in Denver. It's here the creative team from Sukal Advertising and Design has been gathering around the table, poring over ideas, in a scene that's a lot like the TV show Mad Men. So I couldn't resist asking the agency's leader, Mike Sukal, this question.
You ever think of yourselves as Mad Men, like marijuana ad men?
I don't know that we've ever thought of ourselves that way, but now I'm sure we will.
All joking aside, Sukal is happy to show part of the ad campaign, a 30-second spot now appearing on media in Colorado. In the ad, the camera circles in on a lone car in a dark parking lot. Copywriter Elliot Nordstrom describes it.
We see that the kids are smoking weed. They look like they're having a pretty good time, but they're also crammed into this small Toyota Corolla.
Amid laughter and a haze of smoke, these words appear on the screen. Scientists at Duke University have discovered that marijuana permanently decreased the IQs of teens. Some dispute that study, but what if, years from now, you learn those scientists were right? Then comes the central slogan.
Don't be a lab rat.
The team developed the concept, talking to everyone from medical professionals to skate park operators and dozens of teens.
A lot of them talked about it like Chipotle. They see it as organic, natural, it's good for you. So they really didn't see any risk in the substance.
The agency's Dan Schultz says teens told them they didn't want to be manipulated.
The kids told us we want to know the facts. We don't want anything sugar-coated for us.
May Thompson was one of those teens. The 18-year-old from Westminster just graduated from high school. She says young people get a lot of confusing messages about pot.
I think that that perception is definitely there, that because it's legal in the state of Colorado, it must be fine.
17-year-old Elijah Ullman, a high school senior from Superior, also talked to the ad team. He says many teens are unaware of, don't care, or don't believe any scientific findings about pot.
At my school, at least, tobacco is more frowned upon than marijuana. So a lot of kids at my school either think that it's not so bad or it's not harmful.
Early results from a new survey of Colorado students backs up that idea. It finds the percentage who perceived a moderate or great risk from pot use dropped from 58% in 2011 to 54% last year. Medical experts urge the team to emphasize research showing pot's effects on developing brains. Mike Sukal thinks the phrase, don't be a lab rat, captured that notion. It also sparked what he calls a non-traditional tactic. They plan to put up huge lab rat cages around the state.
So they're about 8 feet wide by 12 feet long by 8 feet high.
So a lab rat cage as if the people were the lab rats?
Yes.
Each cage will include signs with information from existing studies.
The lab rat cages came from the core premise of don't be a lab rat and the fact that the entire world is watching the youth population here to see if there are effects of marijuana on their brain.
Harvard neuroscientist Dr. Stacey Gruber thinks the general approach focusing on teen pot use is sound. She says research shows those adolescents represent a growing number of pot consumers.
Perception of risk and harm related to marijuana is literally at an all-time low, and continued use seems to be rising.
Colorado's marijuana industry largely backs the campaign, though some pot advocates are skeptical. Mason Tvert with the Marijuana Policy Project favors a more comprehensive approach that also addresses drinking.
We shouldn't simply be trying to steer young people away from marijuana and ignoring alcohol and other dangerous substances.
Ad team leader Mike Sukal admits the approach will get plenty of scrutiny. Still, he thinks the nation's first public health campaign regarding legal marijuana is ready for the spotlight.
The world is going to be watching this, and it's a daunting assignment.
How it fares could set the stage for more campaigns as other states consider legalizing pot. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.